a very expensive suit. But it wasn't so expensive because it was a 30% reduction in the sale. So instead of costing him, how much was it? Let's say 2,000 shekels. Oh. 2,000 shekels, it was a 30% reduction, and you can work out how much that costs.
600 euro.
14,000.
Okay. Very good. It doesn't exactly bidouk fit him. So they said, no problem. Pay for the suit. We also do alterations. Right? So, he pays for the suit. The suit is his. And he leaves it in the shop for alterations. When's it due back? Come back in a week. Busy time of year. Come back in a week. For sure have your suit ready. Come back to it. A week later, he said, yeah, where's your ticket? Here's the ticket for. Goes back into the back room to find where the suit is. Comes back and he says, we can't find the suit. Ne'elam. Disappears. Vanishes. Come back tomorrow, Erev Yontif. Maybe we'll find it by then. Come back tomorrow and he said, hands up. Can't find anything. Can't find it. Okay. So, there's going to be a replacement suit. Ah, replacement suit. That's a bit of a problem. We've sold out of that original stock, which was on sale. We've got a new stock in, but the new stock's not on sale.
Oh.
So I'll refund your money, but I can't give you a new suit. So now we're at a dinter. He wants a new suit, and they say, we only want to refund your money. Because that was our reduction rate. Present suit is not
but
reduction.
The sales over to different quality suits, or different model suits, or different...
No, same quality suits.
But newer, older...
New stock.
Newer style.
New stock, maybe slightly different in the... But same type of suits.
You have not seen the value of what it was when it was worn.
So therefore, the question is he entitled to get the new suit, or he has to accept his money back?
He's never entitled to a suit. He's only entitled to the value.
He has to take his money back.
That is the first question we ask him. When you get damaged by somebody, because this is called damages, let's clarify, this is damages. I owned the suit, and you lost it. Now I'm finished. Yeah. Claim of damages. Do I get the value, or do I get replacements? What's your duty? The duty is to replace what you lost, to replace what you damaged, or your chiyuv is to pay for the money value of what was lost.
Money value.
Okay. Martin says it's kosher, and obviously to him it's money value. Yes?
Unless it's bad. If it's still bad, then you gotta return.
It's there.
If it's still, the item is still bad.
It's still there, yeah.
Doesn't your promise, what you promised someone coming into this, you
what
leave
you
me your suit and I promise I will give you a nice new suit that fits you, and they didn't. So now they've got to fulfill their promise.
I will fix your suit, and I lost your suit instead of fixing it. Yeah, that's what I promised. Okay. So they will say, you know what, I'll keep my promise. Give me a suit and I'll fix it. Yeah? What I promised, to fix your suit.
So didn't we learn by Mazik that there's two market rates? You go with a lower rate?
We learned as a klal. When you have two ways of estimating a value of what you damage,
this is stronger,
we go back and say that you only have to pay the lower rate. Yeah, that's true.
But it's a
now the question is, not that question, the question we're asking is, your chiyuv is to replace what was lost, or your chiyuv is to pay for the damage that you caused?
I thought we learned that too. We said if the item is still there and you can fix the item, you only require to fix the item, not to give money or anything like that. But if the item is no longer there, just money.
So let us bring a raya to what you all say from the Gemara in Pehei, Omer Dalef in Baba Kama. And this is not my right, it's the Chazon Ish's right. I want you to explain what this right is. E Omer Leih. Now, Great point. If you damage somebody in such a way that he needs to have medicine to make him better, you're chayav. One of you, you're chayav to pay for ripu. You're chayav to pay for those medicines. If you hit him, you're chayav to pay for his medical bills. If the one who was damaged says, "Hotzli mikets," look, don't pay my doctor bills. Just give me money. The value of those doctor bills, cost me 50,000 shekels to get better, yeah? Instead, get it. Just give me 50,000 cash. I won't go to the doctor. I prefer the cash rather than getting better. If he says that, Omelay, we tell, he can say back to him and we accept his claim. What do you want me to do? You want me to give you money, and you remain limping the rest of your life. Yeah. Instead of using the 50,000 shekels to take away the limp, you want to take cash and prefer the cash rather than have the limp the rest of your life. That's what you want to do. What are people going to say? They're going to say Reuven damaged him. He caused it to limp. And they'll be saying that all the rest, whenever you shoot your limp, they say, ha ha, it's Reuven did that. I don't want to have a name that I was the Shoham Mazik, that I was the one who caused you that. I want that limp to go away, that people forget about it, and I won't be blamed anymore. You can't use the money just for your personal needs. You can only use the money to make yourself better. Okay. That's the Gemara. End of the Gemara.
What is the liar
that we're trying to prove from there to our question we start with?
What does the Gemara say? He can do it or he can't?
The answer is, he can't. He can't say, I want money and I want to have the limp. We say, no. You give him money, you have to use the money to make yourself better, no more limp. That's the end of the Gemara, and that's the Gemara which the Chazon Ish brings a raya for our Shaila. What's the raya for that Gemara for our Shaila?
Almost sounds like the other way around.
It's going to make what is bad better. Going to put it right.
Yes, to put it right, not just cash. Yeah, that's what it seems to say. So what we're proving for that Gemara?
It's going to give him the suit.
Yes, to give him the suit.
It's
yes.
Not like what we're saying.
So we see from this Gemara that it's all going up just to have the chiyuv to make right what you did wrong. Yeah. And therefore, from this Gemara, the Chazon Ish says, I've got a raya that you only pay cash. And you don't rectify what was wrong. You don't have to rectify what was wrong. You said the statement that says got a raya from the Gemara and says the Chazon Ish is right. I bring the Gemara and it says the exact opposite. How can this Gemara be a proof to what we're saying that the chiyuv is not to rectify what's wrong? You just pay for the cash.
Because you're missing a little part here.
Ah?
I'm telling you how the fool is different from everything else.
Very good. The Chazon Ish is Mazai from here. That's it. The Gemara had to say that, you know what? You can't just keep the cash and have a limp. Because by having the limp, they'll always say when you walk down the street, ha, Reuven caused that limp.
When you keep a suit with a hole in it, Reuven
caused
that hole.
No suits. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, it's a special svar in Ripley. When you're coming to pay for medical bills, you have to, the chiyuv is to pay the actual doctor, not to give him cash. But for any other chiyuv that you have to give him, whether you owe him money because you borrowed money, owe him money because it's a mecha toss, owe him money because you damaged him, the chiyuv is cash. Like the guy says, give me cash, I don't want the repair, I just want the cash. Don't want repair. Okay. So therefore we've got a raya from the Gemara, the chiyuv is cash, and therefore in our case, what would be the conclusion?
Pay the value.
Does he pay him the money, or give him a new suit, which
it's
is now...
Money.
Okay. Now, I've got a bomb cash. Such a kasha that bothers me. Why does it bother me? Because no one asked it.
What happens if he doesn't
That's
pay?
That's everyone's question. It means there must be something wrong with my thinking. That really bothers me.
What happens if he doesn't ask it?
What?
What happens if the guy doesn't say? He says, if he comes along and says, what happens if he doesn't come along and say?
You think it's cash. And by Rickway, he can demand I don't want to give cash to you. I want to give cash to the doctor. The monthly demands that I want this cash to go straight to the doctors. But everyone else, every other thing, you can't demand that. The cash goes to your pocket, you do what you like. Now I've got a question. A question that bothers me. It's from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Sadiches, and it's the next Gemara Malkum, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Dan Sifrei. I want you to help me out over here. I think I've got a teretz. And from the Tzidek in the Chazanish, I got this teretz. You tell me what you think. You got this case in Bava Metzia, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Savel, Sheshavah, Chovish, Hayayin, Lechevni, V'nishayiv Neshav. Yeah, this carrier was carrying the barrel of wine for the shopkeeper, and he broke it, he's had to pay. That's obvious. Now, the question is, how much does he pay? And it says, the barrel wine, well, on the shop day it's worth $4, and then on $400, and on the normal days it's worth $300. He damaged it. How much does he have to pay? So Roman Mephoshim says the remark, say, Shim Shova Bishah Hayomin, depends when he broke it. If he broke it on a regular day, then how much did he damage? 300. Say, Mishalim 300. Mishalim Yomashok. If he broke it on the Shuktei, then what should it say? What should it say if you broke on the Shuktei? How much you pay? 400. Okay. It doesn't say that. It says a whole complicated thing. It says that. Father Bishah Hayomin Sokhlis in the Abba. Yeah, so. If you broke on the shuk day, you owe 400. So therefore, if you're going to pay him in, pay him on a regular day, you have to give him 400. You can't give him a barrel of wine. Because the barrel, how much do you owe him? 400. And the barrel of wine, how much is it worth on a regular day?
Yeah.
So if you pay him on a regular day a barrel of wine, you're not giving him enough.
Right.
Yeah, so you can't. But if you're actually going to pay on the Yom HaShuk day, you can say to him, I'm not giving you cash, I give you a barrel of wine. Because the barrel of wine on this Yom HaShuk day is how much worth?
400.
And I damaged 400, so I'm giving you what you deserve. And even if he screams and shouts and says, I don't want barrel of wine, I want cash, and that's $400 because that's how much it was worth when you broke it, he can still say, we're showing him, no, I'm giving you a barrel of wine because it's Yom HaShuk and it's barrel of wine worth $400. You understand? You cut the question which I'm about to ask. Yes, I don't understand. He damaged him. He's high money. How much? $400. Now I come and I say, I don't want to give you cash, I want to give you a barrel. I can do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Chazi said you're allowed to give cash. You don't have to give cash.
Money's worth.
Chazi said you're allowed to give cash. You don't have to give cash. If the storekeeper wanted to give a suit, that would be fine too. But they're entitled to give cash. The client can't demand a new suit.
Or they can give diamonds, as long as it's worth $400.
What did the Gemara, which we just learned in Baba Kama, say in Pehe? He says, you owe me money for Ripley. I want cash. Don't pay the doctor's fees. I want cash. What do we say? No, I don't have to give you cash.
That was a cool one.
I don't have to give you cash because of your demand doesn't force me to give you cash. I, for Ripley, can give you, so to speak, the barrel. I can pay the doctor. But says the Hasanish, every other elf here, if the one who damages demands cash, what do we see for this tomorrow if he demands cash?
Yeah.
You have to give him cash. You can't give him the doctor's seat. You can't give him the barrel. So therefore, if we go after the one who's damaged when he says, give me cash, and I don't want to use it to make myself better, I don't want to get a new suit, I just want the cash. What's that locker? Give me cash. I don't understand this Gemara and this Shulchan Aruch, which says, you know what? If you break his barrel, which is 400, and he comes on the Yom HaShuk, and he says, I don't want to give you cash, I want to give you a barrel, and you say, no, you give me cash. What does the Mephoshim say, and it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch? You can force him to set the barrel.
Why? Because there's variable prices here. In the case of the Ripui, there's only one price.
If the Chiyuv, that's the final line of my question. If the Chiyuv is, and all other Chiyuv besides Ripui, that the one who's damaged or the one you owe money can say, cash, and I can do what I like with it, why in this case the person can say, I don't have to give you cash even if you want it, even though I damaged you, and it's a Chiyuv of damages, I can just give you a barrel.
Because we'll lose out if he does.
I think it's because when they say cash, it doesn't mean davka cash. It could be, I mean, the pasuk says metav sodei metav kamogi shalei. You don't have to give him money. You can give him anything that's money's worth. So the problem, even if it just happens to be a barrel here, but it could have been a gold coin, or it could have been a car, or it could have been anything, and he would still have to accept it.
If you got cash, you had to get cash. That native sotero is telling me that if you're not giving cash because you haven't got cash, then you give chairs and tables, and if you haven't got cash and you haven't got chairs and tables, then you give a field. Which field? The best quality field.
But if not, then I have to give
cash.
Wait, but maybe commodities are like cash.
That's what you just said.
No, but not
you any said
product, that. But wine is different.
Wine,
gold, silver, certain commodities. Commodities are they're changed on the market, or they're traded on the market, that functions like cash.
Special thing with wine.
Is this a special thing with wine?
That's it.
No.
Al-Gethen is an Al-Gethen.
What does the Chazanish say about the Gemara in
Hey, that if the one is damaged, when you owe money, demands, I want money to go on my holiday, I want to do what I like, I don't want to rectify your damage, you can. And here we're saying that, no, I'm not giving you cash, I'm giving you a barrel. That's what I damage, I'm replacing what I damage. A barrel of 400, I'm giving you a barrel of 400. And you can't ask for cash.
What's the difference? Because it's a unique case of multiple prices. When you have more than one rate, so therefore by...
You're going back to your first test.
Yes.
Very good.
I
totally agree with you. Your second test is out. I must have 100% your second test.
So
now, what's your first test?
So it's because there's multiple rates.
Okay.
So if you make me pay cash today, I'm going to lose money. Don't pay for 400. As Mashenkin, I bought wine yesterday for 300. I can go buy it again tomorrow for 300. So I'll save myself 100 by giving you wine. So you're not going to make me lose out by making.
Ooh,
yeah. Why not? Why should
I? I would say the major obligation is to replace what is damaged. He can give him cash to that value. There's a differential in the value. If you say, well, now it's worth more, so you can give him the actual goods. Say, okay, I'll give you the goods.
Well, you damaged forges.
Okay, but
for your forges, you have to give me cash. You have to give cash.
We said it goes by the damagee, not the damager.
The primary obligation is to give him back what he's lost.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
Okay.
In the Gemara in Pehei, we're talking about a service. If you opt to give me that service instead of cash, I can't turn around and sell it to somebody else in the market. The wine, I can turn around and sell it to somebody else for $400.
You give me a service, but at the end of the day, you did give me a service.
I cannot get my money by getting the service. I either use the service or I don't. With wine, I can accept the wine and then sell it and get the money I was going to get from you.
Oh, the L's are there. Maybe yes, maybe not.
Well, that's the serious thing.
Okay. You know, out of all the answers I had...
What?
I like your answer, because it's true.
I heard my phone.
Yes. Because it's... Come on, I think it's a chazanish that says like this. Let's think about it. The bottom line, the chiv is like this. My chiv is I have to give you cash in a way that it's... is my obligation to rectify what I damaged. Machiev is to give cash to, in a form that it fulfills my responsibility of the value that I damage. Yes?
Yeah.
Cash to the value that I damaged. Yeah. Now, this case of the barrel, it's very unclear how much I damaged. Because on one day it's 400, and another day it's 300.
So giving wine is almost better.
So therefore, I don't. If I give 400 cash, maybe I'm overpaying. Because it's not exactly 400, it's 400 which has an element of 300 which I damage. I damage a barrel which sometimes is 400, sometimes is 300. Therefore, it has two elements in what I damage. If I give you 400 cash, I'm overpaying. Because it doesn't even have the elements of
But he's passing like over the portion, though. That's not
But if I give you, a barrel, which sometimes itself will be 400, sometimes itself 300, on the day where it's worth 400, then it's mummish with replacing and steadily being the kind exactly what I can. So therefore, since in that case the option of cash is not accurate to the actual the value you damage, we allow you in such a case, when the cash option is not accurate to the value you damage, we allow you to pay in the goods form.
Okay, I don't understand.
Where it is accurate.
Don't understand the sure for that.
So that, to summarise, when it's clear how much you owe, then and he demands cash, you have to give cash. Where it's not clear the value that you damage and how much you owe, then he can turn around to you and say, I don't want to overpay you. I'm not obligated to give you more than I damage. Therefore, I can therefore revert to the goods in such a case and give you the value of the wine. Yeah. So the next question is, now, relate it back to our case. How do we look at our case? Do we relate our case to like the case in Perihei on the Ivwitz? We say he demands cash, you have to give him cash. No give to replace the article. So, or do we pair our case to the case of the barrel of the, sometimes it's 400, sometimes it's 300? Well, how do we compare our case of the suit which was lost?
It's not like the barrel.
Is it like the barrel? And therefore, the chiyuv would be not necessarily cash. The demand not necessarily cash. Or the chiyuv is it's regular chiyuv. Clear what you lost, the value is clear, and therefore you only have to give cash.
It's not like the barrel, because the barrel had set days, higher and lower price. The sales, again, there's some stores that have sales every other day, but assuming this really was a once a season sale, so that's not considered two rates anymore. That's considered just one rate.
Do you consider the sale, 1,400 or 2,000 as like shuk day and non-shuk day? Where there's two values to the actual item you lost.
Not only that particular store.
Or not.
No, they do it. I say no.
Its value currently or for this week is 1,400.
So it hasn't got two values, you see.
Right. No. First of all,
but if it's a non-shuk day, then currently it's only 300 this barrel of wine.
That we know tomorrow it's going to change.
So we know at the end of the week that the prices of the suits are going to go up to the original 2,000 shekels.
We don't know when they're coming back down.
It's the sale is for a week.
But we don't know when it's coming back down.
The sales for a week. We know when it's going to go up. And you damage that suit.
After one up, you damage it. You damage it after one up.
You damage the suit. Yeah. So how do we look at the damage?
Damage
at the time was worth less. You lost it at the time when the sale was on.
Well, we don't know when it
lost. So he put it away.
They lost it in the day he came when he was told to come to pick up the suit.
Yeah, it was already lost.
Unless there are set sale days where everyone knows every week on
there's a set sale for a week.
That's not the same thing.
Here's
the same thing as
a week sale.
The same thing as every week is a shook. The shook is alternating. One day, one high, one low. High, low, high, low.
All right. He damaged it when he came to pick it up. And if you say he damaged it before, then he damaged it more by not paying him for a week.
And even if you want to say it's the same thing, the seller is still entitled to give back money instead of giving back a suit. The shulchan aruch only gives him more options, not less options. So you can
no, because what's the yisod?
But when he says
you have to, no, the yisod is you have to fulfill the requirements of the value that you damage. What did you damage? Did you damage a 1,400 suit? Did you damage a 2,000 suit? Damage a 1,400 shekel, which could have a potential of a 2,000 shekel suit.
It says Yachol Lahatu Lo Promise. Im about Ufa the Paro be Yom Ashuk, Yacho.
Yes, but then
not Chayiv.
No, because on Yom Ashuk, how much are you giving? 400. For sure, you're Yotze.
You're giving less.
But here, if you're only giving back 700, there's a sad, you gave less. Because you damage a suit, which is not just 1400. It was a 1400 which had a 2000 shekels element to it. Yes.
So okay, so it's not the same thing. It's not set days. It's not like Yom
Hashem. So the basket, it was the same thing.
Oh. That what?
And he's more clear to give him a new suit.
A new suit?
As opposed to mine.
Yes. Why or the 2,000. Or 2,000 shekels. Or 2,000 shekels.
Why?
See,
so why?
It's like the Chavis case. Why? Either give him the Chavis or the 400 shekels. $400.
What they
because
bought
what you damage
was never worth 2,000 shekels.
It was originally before the sale, but
when they damaged it, it was not worth 2,000 shekels.
It was worth 1,400 with a potential of 2,000 in a week's time. Just like the barrel, yeah, you damaged it 300 potential 400.
No, but if you damage it on the Shar Yomim, you only have to pay 300.
Damage on him. That's with a guy that he had many barrels left over and he couldn't sell it. So, all different to him.
He damaged it on the day that it was announced. He announced he lost it, not on the day that he.
Here they sold out. So if he damaged it on the lower price, they would have sold it. They
then
sold
we'll have to question what day he damaged.
Right.
So maybe he damaged when it was already up in price.
He damaged on the day he said to. I haven't got it.
You bought it. Right. So therefore, what comes out the cloud from us? If it's clear the value, you pay cash, and you can't. And you can't say I don't want to pay cash. You have to give cash, but it's not clear the value, and it could be that the cash is overpaying. Then the chiyuv is, and therefore you've got a choice: cash or the item to replace the item. Then you have to choose the system which will definitely fulfill what was lost.
The value is not determined by the price of selling in this particular store. The value could be.
Yeah, this was a sale. Every suit was 2,000 shekels, and this store was selling it for 1,400. That was the mitzvah. Yeah, you're right. Well, if there's other stores which are always selling it for cheap, then for sure go after. Then there's the go after. Yeah. Correct. You're right. It doesn't apply. So let's move on to the next case.
Is it relevant if the store is really buying on consignments and therefore their price are really being set by...
Oh, consignments is a whole different shayla altogether. When we get to Hilchos Shomrim, then we'll discuss what is the relationship going on over there, all the parties involved. There's a big case, the story of shaytels and consignments. Yeah, you'll enjoy that case when we get there. Okay, now, next case. Reuven is in a hurry and he runs out into the street and he goes into his car. He backs out his car and he doesn't look very well and he knocks off Shimon's left hand mirror. Reuven hands up, goes to Shimon, mirror's off. I'll pay for damages. How much does it cost? He phones up the local mechanic. He said, everything's together, of course. It'll cost 700 shekels. Yeah, 700 shekels. Okay, fine. Let's bring it in tomorrow and we'll fix it. So, Shimon tells Reuven, cost 700 shekels. The afternoon, Levi's in a hurry and he runs out of his house. Doesn't look where he's going.
Wait,
he backs out his car.
Levi's the third party.
And he knocks off the right hand mirror. True story.
You gotta find another parking spot.
True story. Then he puts his hands up, comes to the room and says,
where does this guy park his car?
Comes to Shimon. That was his Shimon's car. Comes to Shimon, says, I knocked off your. I will pay whatever it costs. He said, I already investigated the story with Reuven this morning. I read it. It's 700 shekels.
I should do that. The other side could be more expensive.
We're doing both together,
right? Then he brings it to the mechanic. Then he brings it to the car to the mechanic the following day. And the mechanic says, are you doing two mirrors together? It's not 1400 shekels. Doing two together is only 1100 shekels. Now the shaila arises. How much
who gets
they
the
make?
Benefit?
Who gets the benefit? Reuben, Shimon, Levi, is all the combinations you can think of over here. Who gets that reduction in price benefit?
Maybe the car salesman gets the 1400. I mean, the car mechanic.
Well, the Chora, Levi would get it.
Maisa Shahayakata.
The Chora, Levi would get it, because Reuben damaged a mirror that cost 700 shekels to replace. Whereas Levi damaged a mirror that cost 400 shekels.
Yeah, but he only got the benefit because Reuben damaged it.
Yeah, right. So you should say thank you to Reuben.
Yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense.
I think they should divide it between them. 550.
At the time when Levi damaged it, it was only a 1400. How much extra? 400 extra.
Or maybe they have to pay 700 each.
It was only because.
As Shimon says, oh, I've made a profit of 300 shekels.
Well, the truth is. The truth is, they don't have to pay the cost of fixing it. They have to pay the decrease in value on the car. So the decrease in value on the car for Levi was way less.
Worse, no. No mirrors is much worse than one mirror.
No.
Going down from 2 to 1, you can still drive. Going from 1 to 0, you can't even drive anymore.
The difference between a car
should pay more.
That has two mirrors and a car that has one mirror is going to be, I think, more than the difference between a car that has one mirror and a car that has no mirror.
But functionally, it's a bigger loss.
Forget about functionally. You're talking about value. Technically.
Fine.
So I don't understand.
Yes,
go. If he goes to his mechanic and he says it's 700 shekels.
Yes.
Okay, and tells him it's 700 shekels. And 2 days later he turns it in and he says, you know what, I'll do it to you for 500 shekels, for 550 shekels. So he still can take the 700 shekels?
No, that's clearly, that's only 550, correct. That's clear.
But basically that's what he's saying to him.
No, it's not exactly what he's saying.
That's different.
He's saying, replacing a mirror costs 700 shekels. If you're going to do two mirrors, that two is different from
the same labor.
Two for
same
one.
Labor,
so
but if they have a few more materials.
Different to your case.
But he has to replace, that's what it cost him though. That's the actual cost that he said, that's the cost when he went to get it, when he went to anyone. That's the
it's
cost.
More,
maybe if he didn't and it wasn't, but that's the cost that it cost him.
Okay.
Let me ask the question. I see the shop is giving a volume discount, so he's saying, oh, I'm going to take my original 700, but now that I'm doing it in conjunction with the second one, this is 550, this is 550. So it's the shop which is really giving a discount to him because...
Okay, so that's everyone's saying things, and I'm going to finalize the question into a question which will then lit up the light bulbs in your head into... Your statements are true according to one side, they're not. Because the question I'm asking over here, the chiyuv, okay, cash, you have to pay cash, fine. Is the chiyuv to pay cash for how much you damage? Or the chiyuv to pay cash of how much it costs to fix it?
Damage.
Cash for the how much you damage, or cash how much it costs to fix?
You ever chiyuv to replace it?
If the chiyuv, no, let's just figure out. If the chiyuv is to pay cash, how much it costs to fix? How much it costs to fix such a thing? If the chiyuv is to pay cash, how much you damage? What's the value of the damage you did? Is there any relationship? Is there a partnership going on between Reuven and Levi? And they can say, we together damaged two mirrors. Or do we look at them individually? Reuven, you damage one mirror, how much it costs? Damage of one mirror is 700 shekels. A damage of one mirror is 700 shekels. Each one has to pay 700 shekels. If the chiyuv is to pay for the cash for what the value damage, then it should be 700 shekels each.
Why?
Because they have no relationship to each other, and that's the price. You ask somebody, I damaged the mirror. How much is the value I damaged? 700 shekels.
No, so you ask someone, if I damage two mirrors, what's the value of that?
Oh. I didn't damage two. That's if there's a relationship between Reuven and Levi, you can say,
no,
I damaged two mirrors. Levi didn't damage two mirrors. Reuven didn't damage two mirrors.
So the value of the mirror is not 700.
But if the chiyuv is, I have to pay money which enables you to fix it, then, right. Maybe he pays, each one pays, at the day, 1100, is how much you need to fix it, so together we pay 550.
So you're saying he should leave his car lying around a bit longer, maybe he'll get a bit more damage, and maybe he can make more profit.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so let's clarify what the halacha would be in this case. So the Gemara in the Sechtes Nidah Nuchesam and Av says clearly over there, Botska Chalukah Bishelte. You checked your clothes, you lent out your wedding gown to your friend to use, and she made it dirty. Covers the guest of Macholuk. So the chiyuv is that she has to wash it. She has to wash it. She has to take the dirt away. Says the shach from there, we see near the Isaac Shade Eshul Takim, okay? I mean Eshul Takim, Machayev, Hamazit Takim. We see from there that the chiyuv of paying for damages is that when it's possible to fix, you're chayev to give money which enables it to fix. So we see from the shach that the chiyuv of paying for damages is money which enables him to fix. So in our case, money to fix. Or 550. No, definitely not 700. That's 700, out. 700 is out. The money which costs to fix. Yes? In the morning, how much it costs to fix?
7.
No, in the morning when you come, 550.
550.
Yeah, in the morning. The guy, as I say, the guy made a mistake on the phone in the previous day and said 700. He came to you and said, "Oh, now I look at it. Now I look at it. It costs 550."
The Shas Mazik, the first guy, costs 700 to fix, and the second guy costs 400 to fix.
No, it doesn't matter. The Shas Mazik. How much money I have to give you, which enables you to fix?
Shas Mazik is theoretical. Talking about practical.
The Meister, when he came to fix it, how much it cost? That's how much it cost. 550. That's according to the Shas. But the The Chazan Ish says, I go Gemara Memches Omer Aleph and Baba Kama. The Chazan Ish and Simon Vav Sifkot and Gimel and Baba Kama says that the Gemara says clearly there. Omer Rava Hichnis Shor Lachotze Balabai Shlemishus. I think we've seen this before. That you take your ox into your friend's chotze without permission, the chof of a boss, and your ox that holds Bala Shor Chayv Niskei Chotze. If anyone falls into those holes, who's responsible? Is it the owner of the ox or the owner of the chotzer who's responsible? No, says the Gemara. Chayv, Bal Shor Chayv in this case chotzer. The Bal Shor is chayv to fill up the hole, but Bal Chotzer chayv in this case habar. If anyone falls in, it's the owner of the chotzer who's responsible for anyone falling in, and not the owner of the shah who tacked the hole. Says the Chazon Ish, we see that if you damage some item, your chiv is not to rectify it or to be able to give him money to rectify it. Because if so, then if you make a hole, then you have to fill it in or give money to fill it in. And if anyone falls in and you didn't do that, then you're going to be responsible. So therefore the owner of the ox should be responsible. And here we see the owner of the ox is not responsible. So obviously the owner of the ox here for damages is not to be able to give rectification over here to get rid of the problem. His chiv is solely and only the value of the damage. You have to rectify. You want to rectify it? You rectify it. I'm giving you money which is the value of the damage, not money which needs to be used to fix. That I don't have to do.
So you wrote 700 each?
So therefore comes out according to Chazon Ish, 700 each. Yes? Now we'll leave off with this question. And here we'll finish. We'll leave off with this question.
I don't know if there necessarily points to that.
We see it, says the Chazon Ish, the chiyuv is not to pay money that enables him to fix. That's got nothing to do with it. So if so, because then you, the owner of ox, would have to pay for anyone's damage who falls into that hole, because so you didn't enable him to fix it.
So where do you get 700 shekels?
So therefore, what's the chiyuv? The value of the damage.
Which means what?
But according
you
look
off a mirror, how much goes to the Ali mechanic and says, how much does it cost? What's the chiyuv? What's the value of the damage that you did on knocking off a mirror to replace?
What does that mean, the value of the damage? The cost, you're saying the cost
deteriorating the value. So deterioration of value is not shy, because it's extra to fix. Whenever it's extra to fix, we say the value of the damages is at the time you damage it is that how much it costs to fix.
So what's the difference between Chazon Ish and the Shach then?
No, the Shach says the chiyuv is to fix it.
Physically fix it.
Or given cash to fix it.
But that's what we're saying.
No, here we're saying there's no chiyuv to fix. The chiyuv is to pay for the damage. Come on.
Which means the cash to fix it, you're saying.
No. That's how we work out the damage. But okay, it doesn't, so it's not a miyuchad. It's a big enough gimmick.
Not to be the 700% average. Yes. 550 each.
Or 700 forges. Yeah, you'll see. Yeah. When Reuven knocked off in the morning the left hand mirror, how much was the damage? Because we say, right.
One mirror, 700.
Yeah.
He's not hired to fix the other mirror. He could just go in and fix Levi's mirror.
Yeah. Give him 700. Can he go to does he have to use that 700 to fix it?
No.
No. Now, when Levi knocks off in the afternoon the right hand mirror, what's the value of the damage? 700.
When you say the value of damage, you mean the cost to fix it?
The value of the damage. A mirror. One mirror. How much does it cost to fix? Yeah, 700. That's the value of the damage. Not like the Shach who says, your chiv is to make sure it gets fixed. If so, then when Lemaisa, how much it costs to fix, then I pay.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say...
I'm just finishing. Yeah? So it comes out according to Chazon Ish. It's 700 ish. Yes? Now, is that absolutely true or not absolutely true?
Let me ask you a question. Let's say... Levi's out of the picture. Reuven's a really bad driver. And so in the afternoon, he went and knocked off the right mirror. So now he's got to pay for both.
Yes.
So he's got to pay 1100 or 1400?
Only 1100, that's for sure.
What's the difference if it's Reuven that did it or Levi that did it?
What's the difference?
Because then he's a partner. He's even more than a partner. He himself. He can say, the value for me to fix it is 1100. Otherwise, there's no relationship between Reuven and Levi.
We can go there. We broke it.
No, you're not allowed to create a relationship.
Why not?
On my chisaron.
It's not your chisaron.
Yes.
You're not losing anything.
No. Send the chazanish. You damage. You pay cash, and I can go on holiday and buy ice cream with it. I don't have to fix it. What's the value of damage? You can't make deals from here to the value of damage. 700.
Say same thing, Reuven. Knock off both mirrors.
Yeah, so in the morning it's 700 and in the afternoon it's 400.
It's not, because I don't want to fix the one in the morning.
I understand.
So now you're saying something. That's part of my question. That's my part of my question. Is it absolutely true what we're saying in the Chassid Lish, or it depends? Is it absolutely true or depends? We're saying blank. They have no relation to each other, therefore 700 each according to the Chassid Lish. Yeah? Is that absolutely true, or it depends? You said words, which is the answer. You just have to remember those words.
Short-term memory goes first.
I thought his words apply more to the first case. To what was source three?
It's to do with our first in terror.
If we learned before, if you can repair something, then you repair it.
You pay money, which is the how much you work out the
no,
value.
No, but we learn if you can.
The value of the damage is the money it costs to repair. Correct?
No, but we learn if you have a possibility of repair it and you want to repair it, you can repair it. You don't have to pay money.
No,
you have to pay money if
you
can
have to
repair
pay
it.
Money. Yes, that's what we just
only, only when you have more than one rate. More than one rate where it's
just the first case we learned today.
Only
if it's clear.
Only barrels. The barrels.
Yeah, if it's clear what that the value damage, you have to pay cash. Yeah.
Why? If you can repair it, why can't you repair it?
I don't have to. I don't want to. I want to have ice cream. I want to go on holiday. I don't want it. Except for repair. I can say that. So according to this, 700. According to the Shah. No, the mice. How much it costs to fix? Yeah. According to the Chazanish.
So if I am a mechanic, I can't say I'll give you a new mirror. I have to give you cash to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. If I am a mechanic, I can't say I'll give you a new mirror.
Says the Chazanish. Mm-hmm. Says the Chazanish. And even if you yourself are a mechanic, and you say, I will want to repair it and give you a mirror because I can do it for free, you can turn around and say, don't want your mirror. Give me cash. Give me cash. That's your duty. Damage, you can get me cash. You don't have to fix. I don't have to fix. I can do ice cream. So.
Does that make sense?
So therefore, according to the Shach, for sure it's 550 each. According to the Chazanish, it depends. What it depends? Depends whether Reuven and Levi have a relationship to each other or not. What will create the relationship? What will actually create the relationship? If actually Shimon goes ahead and fixes it. If Shimon actually takes his car to the mechanic and says, I want two new mirrors. So he is showing by that. What's he showing? when he says, I want the replacement.
He's connecting the two things, and therefore, because you agree, it's only 1,100.
Yes. He's connecting Reuven and Levi by doing that. But he doesn't have to do that. So according to the Chazon Ish, he's going to say, look, I'm happy with the right-hand mirror. I don't need the left mirror. I never looked at the left-hand mirror, even though that was part of the law. I never looked at the left-hand mirror. I don't need that. You know what? I want from you 700 shekels. Yeah? And from him 700 shekels. You for 700 shekels, because that's what's going to cost me to repair one mirror, because that's all I want. And the other 700 shekels, because I don't want to repair it. I just want the cash.
Can he go in on Monday and repair the one mirror, and go in on Tuesday repair a second mirror?
If he changes his mind, I mean,
it would be 550 each day?
What's he doing? He's just gaining... The mechanic is gaining by
in
that.
In that case, Chazon Ish would agree 550 each, or just
yes.
400 700?
No, 550 each, because he's connecting it in such a case. So therefore, bottom line, two cases we learned tonight is you have to give cash if you damage, except for Ripoy, or second exception, when it's not clear the value of damage. That's the two exceptions to that rule. But otherwise, you have to pay cash. And you can't say, I replaced the item. The cash, from the second case we learn, the cash, what's it does I have to use the cash to repair according to the Shach? Yeah, the cash has to be used for repair purposes.
It doesn't have to use, it's just that we calculate
it. Yeah, the cash, meaning that my give is to give you a new mirror. I can demand cash, and you can do what you like with that cash, but the value of the money I'm giving is to replace the mirror, and that's $550. But according to the Chazon Ish, no, it's pure money which has no connection to fixing. But we found a funny case where he himself can connect it to fixing
weapons.
And therefore, it's a machlokus. If it's a machlokus, therefore, we say a mitzvah chavurah. But in this particular case, he fixed both mirrors, so everyone agrees. 550.
But if he didn't fix them, he'd still pay 550 because it's a machlokus.
If
it's
yes, If the first one had already been 700, you wouldn't be able to get it back. Yeah? It's actually this. Okay.
And then the second guy would only give 400, the second guy would have to give 700.
If the second guy would have to give 550, yeah?
Oh, still 550. Even the first guy gave 700 already.
He gave 700 because he's saying, out of that 700, I'm using 550 for repairing, yeah? And 150 on the ice cream, yeah? Okay. We carry on next week. Our best is 10. We need to be on time. I have no reason to be in the line next week on Thursday.